we're going to go over some of the best math when it comes to claiming your Social Security benefits. Plus, how to turn your retirement accounts into a reliable monthly income. And later on, we're going to tell you how to build a fun money bucket into your plan. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. But first things first, we say hello to the man of the hour, the star of the show, and my buddy, Mr. Tom Fortino. Always a pleasure, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm doing well.
You staying warm during these winter months?
No, I'm not. But that's okay. That's, you know, that comment, hey, stay warm. It's like, forget it. That ain't happening. So that's okay. Hey, you know, this is, we have to deal with it. But hey, the good news is I heard some stat, whatever is it, within 45 days, the sun's going to stay up until about after 7.
Okay.
So it's coming.
Yeah. You know, these cold days, you're going to want these when it's 90 degrees with 90% humidity. You'll be longing for some of those cooler days. But again, at the spring and summer months, they're coming, folks. Just hang in there a little while longer. We'll all get through this together. Well, let's dive into it, Tom, because we got a lot to cover on the show here today. And I know we've talked a lot about the markets over the last 6 or 8 months. And whenever the market's doing well, it seems like we always see the story pop up that the number of 401k millionaires is at an all-time high. Now, on the surface, that's a great headline, but there's something to remember that number in our 401k, it's not all ours. You get to that real number after taxes, and you can probably take about 30% right off the top. So, Tom, when it comes to taxes on retirees, how can you help our listeners plan now to help limit some of that damage later in life?
Well, as you know, Kevin, we talk about taxes quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an investment advisor rep. We're part of a large RIA firm. We do portfolio management. I'm insurance licensed. I've been doing this a long time. We do estate planning, all of these things, investment, income planning. But tax planning is integral. You really want to take, there's a difference between tax planning and tax preparation. We talk a lot about this. And so when you were mentioning the 401ks, and I've said there's any tax deferred account or retirement account, take a look at that account. Now subtract 20 or 30%. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel? And that's just the reality of, I'm sorry. And what if tax rates go up in the future? You know, we'll offer this report in a minute. I call it the tax planning packet. Keep more, pay less. This is our essential tax planning packet. It's got a number of the ideas that I'm going to get into in a minute here. But our goal is always to say, what can we do to get you to tax free? There are investment strategies out there that are tax free. We'll talk about this. We'll make one note though. I don't know if this is something to celebrate, but as of this past Monday, 126, January 26th, you can officially file your taxes. Sound the trumpets. No, but you can. And I mean, if there's any, you know, I said it before, there was a suggestion that we should have, you know, instead of April 15th being the date, it should be the day before the election is when you file your taxes. That would be a good idea. But right. We know emotions are high when it comes to taxes. Who likes paying taxes, right? Mm-hmm. I hope no one's hand is going up now. But when we talk about, so think about this, and then I want to get into some ideas here. You talk about threats to your retirement plan, and we'll cover them. We're going to get into a lot of them today. But one of them, of course, is taxes, because that's money that you will never receive, money that never grows for you. So when you look at the 401k, for example, an IRA, a SEP IRA, you know, the 403Bs, the 457s, the alphabet soup of retirement planning, they all, this tax deferred piece. Sometimes you hear the term tax time bomb. Why do they use that term? Number one, every penny you take out is taxable at whatever the tax rate is, whatever the tax rate is, okay? Mm-hmm. Number two, you have required minimum distributions. To the extent you don't take money out, you have a requirement you have to take out. In addition to that, if you're married, of course, there's a widow's penalty. The RMD does not go down, so now you might be in a higher tax bracket. And then finally, to the extent you don't go through that money, children will pay tax on it, and maybe their highest earning years. And so now maybe another 30 or 40% goes away. Let's not forget, too, that it is used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. It can impact your Medicare premiums. I got to stop there. But so I hope I'm making this point. Now, when we talk about Roths, I'll just make this, and then I'm going to get into some ideas here. The Roth IRAs and the Roth 401ks, by the way, yes, that's what I said, Roth 401ks. We want to understand some of the rules here. Number one, they're never taxable. The tax rate on them is always zero. There's no required minimum distributions. They're tax-free to your children and they're tax-free to your spouse. I think I mentioned they don't tax your Social Security or impact your Medicare premiums. Mm-hmm. We haven't even gotten to net investment income tax. Won't talk about that right now. But anyway, and if rates go up in the future, tax rate on it is always zero. So when we talk about tax planning, these are critical things. I'll offer it quickly here and then I want to get into a couple ideas. The keep more money, pay less taxes. This is called our essential tax planning packet. It has the tax reference guide, which is really critical. Well, you can use that as a great reference. It includes the 7 strategies to get to tax-free and also the Taking Control of Your Taxes report. We'll put all this together for you and get it out to you. If you'd like that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Download reports right there. But let me get back to some of these ideas. This is why this time is critical. Not only are we doing the filing and we're kind of in the hole, we're in the dirt here, in the mud, dealing with this. You know, if this isn't the time we're going to take action, I don't know when. I don't say it's not a one-time thing. We should be an all-year thing. We're doing tax planning. Couple things. Number one, we'll start with the Roth IRAs, and I'm going to get to the 401k. We are in a window here between now until April 15th where you can do 2025 and 2026 for your IRA contributions. So that means if you're 50 years or over, you can do $8,000 for 2025. You can do $8,600 for 2026. Combine that $16,600. You can put into a Roth IRA that will grow tax-free the rest of your life, no required distributions, always tax-free. We, you know the whole drill. Why aren't we doing some of these things? By the way, you can put money into a Roth IRA, even if you're contributing to a 401k. You can put money into a Roth IRA, even if you're not working, if one spouse has income. And oh, by the way, you can do it at any age. This week, I had a couple meetings. I had a client come in. We did the Roth. You know, they started it 3 years ago. They have almost $100,000 between them and their spouse.
Wow.
This is all tax-free. And we're doing it because their income is too high. We're doing a non-deductible contribution and then converting to a Roth. So there's ways to get money into the Roth that you should be aware of. The other thing I'll mention is 401ks, okay? This is the time. Number one, it's the beginning of the year. 401ks run from January 1st to December 31st. That is the window. So if you're going to put money into these 401ks, number one, know what you're putting in. If you want to put in $24,000, well, are you putting in $2,000 a month? Well, we need to set it up for that. So set your goal. This is what I want to contribute. This is what I have to start doing monthly. Now the clock is ticking. One more thing, Roth 401ks. Once you determine the contribution, let's determine what do we want to go tax-free or tax-deferred. We can split it. We can do all. Again, 401ks allow up to $32,500. We're in a new year. Is anyone giving you this information? Mm-hmm. So you could put up to $32,500 if you're 50 or over, and guess what? You can all go into a Roth, plus the Roth IRA. I mean, there's so many opportunities. And again, this is why I get a little animated. Sorry. But I want to help you get to, we talk about investment diversification all the time. How about some tax diversification? Because on the back end, guess what? We're in a much better position. So, you know, for those of you that aren't getting this advice, or if you're told, you know, we just don't do that, or go talk to your accountant, strategic tax planning, such as Roth conversions and tax efficient withdrawals, and, you know, take it to another level. You want to sit down with us. You want to just have a phone call for 15 minutes. Talk about some of these ideas, because this is the time. Let's not procrastinate. Give us a call, 630-864-6711. Hit the button for the retirement where we're at. You can get on my calendar. And again, we can do a call. We can do a meeting. But we're going to dive into some things, and you're going to come away with some great ideas that are going to make a difference in your retirement plan. That is my commitment to you.
Tom and his team are here to help. Again, 630-864-6711. All right, so Tom, a lot of those listening out there, they save for decades, 20, 30, even 40 years. They're wondering, okay, now what do I do? So more importantly, how can you help our listeners when it comes to turning those retirement accounts into reliable monthly paychecks that they're so used to getting?
Well, you know, this is, we've talked about it, it's not a news flash, right? Our biggest fear in retirement is running out of money. And that's just it. Of course, why wouldn't it be? And the problem, part of the problem is, in this whole example of, hey, I got $1 million, or I have an income goal, or I have a number in mind, that's, I think there's a problem with that. That kind of causes this, because what does that mean? You know, it was interesting. It was a story about Bo Jackson years ago. He talked about how this guy brought a suitcase full of money when he was to join. He said, there's $1 million or a couple minutes. He said, it meant nothing to me. I couldn't. He goes, but when someone says $5,000 a month, I get it. Right. So, and that's why then when we talk about these, we talk about assets versus income. And that's why this is so critical. The last segment, we were talking about taxes, and that's part of the 401k. That's one of the threats to your retirement. The other threats are longevity risk and market risk. But let's talk about this other piece, because there really is this glove, hand in glove, because if I can create income and then I get most of it tax-free. Wow, that's a big difference in our planning and these threats I talk to your retirement. So we have to discern between assets and income. And so when we look at this pot of money, and it's these psychological barriers, too, when you talk about it. It's interesting. We talk about this identity. We're tied to savings. And for some, you know, being disciplined saver, it's part of their identity. Mm-hmm. And spending, it's kind of not funny, but spending feels like you're betraying, you know, this identity of, hey, I've been saving. So this is why when we talk about creating paychecks and creating income, the psychology, the stress, what it provides you to do, and we've talked about this in the past, Kevin, you know, living the life you want to live, not saying, oh, and then regretting it down the road. Unfortunately, that's just too common. So what do we do to create income we can't outlive? So if I pose this question, and I said to you, and this is maybe hopefully drives the point home, when I talk about the assets versus the income, you have a pot of money in that 401k. And if I said to you, what is the guaranteed amount of income you can take off that for the rest of your life? What would the answer be? Well, of course, the answer is I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I'm not trying to be flip about this, but that's the point. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say Social Security, I talk about pensions, we talk about income, and you say, yeah, my Social Security benefit is $3,500, you know, whatever it is, it's $40,000 a year. You can give me a number. And so, again, I'm using this to kind of drive home the point of what we do. I mentioned again, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management, insurance license. We do complete retirement planning. But one part of that is not just reducing the taxes, but creating income you can't outlive. Let's talk about that. Longevity risk, market risk, inflation risk. You know, there's also a risk, what I call your asset protection, when a spouse passes away. What happens to the income? What does your plan say? Okay. And so one of those things, and now we reduce the stress level, is talking about creating income. I know we're going to talk about Social Security, I think, a little later here. But let's focus on getting income you can't outlive. And how do we start to do that? So when we talk about income, and Social Security is one of it, we'll get into some more details, but when we talk about longevity risk, does it come in for the rest of your life? Yes. So is there longevity risk? Not in that sense as far as the paycheck comes in. Mm-hmm. Is there market risk? Does it come in regardless of, that's the other risk. Does it come in regardless of the market? Yes, it does. Is there a risk of what I have in savings and investments if it goes to zero? Because keep in mind, if you have a 401k and you're pulling money out of it and it goes down in value and it eventually goes to zero, that check stops. Mm-hmm. Does it stop when you get your Social Security up? No, it doesn't. It's the same thing with pensions. Those are incomes. And then we can talk about annuities. Does it stop? No. So you can create this. I had someone in the other day. We sat down. Between the two of them, one had $35,000 in Social Security benefits. The other had $40,000. See how we're defining the income? $75,000 of Social Security. Then there was a pension. Fortunately, not everyone has that, but there was another $30,000 in pension. So now they're at about $105,000 of income. And then they had the annuity that was giving them another $30,000 of lifetime income. Here's the other part of that equation. So then they had assets. They had over $1 million of investments, but they had an income stream. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter, again, what the market does. And here's the other thing. Okay, when you looked at that plan, I explained to them, and this is part of this Social Security decision, the higher Social Security stays for both lives. The pension, which I'll make a comment here, anyone that has a pension, please find out what your survivor benefit is. Their survivor benefit was 75%. Mm-hmm. Some people will come in, they don't know. So these are other risks. Market risk, longevity risk. Again, if you're married, what happens if a spouse passes away? One of the Social Securities goes away. That's just a fact. The lower one does. A pension, in most cases, is reduced and sometimes goes away. But in this example, the way we set it up is that Social Security higher benefit is going to stay for both their lives. The annuity, guess what? Pays for both their lives. And then the pension had a high survivor benefit. So when we walked through their risk, guess what we were able to accomplish? We were able to say market risk mitigated, longevity risk mitigated, all of these things. And so you have to start taking a look at some of these income pieces. And I talked about if you don't have a pension, the annuities can give you a guaranteed lifetime income. We get a lot of these bashing of annuities. And when I pose the question, when someone says, oh, those annuities are not that good. So I ask the same question. Okay. And I'm an investment advisor rep, right? And some will say, you know, they're not good. And then I say, well, ask them again, okay, here is my investments. What are you going to give me as a guaranteed lifetime income for my life and my spouse's life? What do you think they're going to say? Well, I can't do that.
Right.
Okay, then, well, maybe you should stop saying that. Okay? And so I'm not saying they're the end-all be-all, but I'm just letting you know, when you're creating an income plan, the important part of it is we reduce these risks. And you know what? Maybe the biggest takeaway, as I talked about, is that reduction of stress, the license to spend, mm-hmm. the freedom that we feel, the lower stress levels. Studies have been done. I talked about these studies that BlackRock did. 97% of annuity owners said their annuities helped them worry less about running out of money. 93% they ease concerns about day-to-day expenses. So we're going to talk more about these other pieces of it, but if you're looking at your income plan and you're not sure, how do I turn this 401k, how do I turn these investments into an income plan, my Social Security decision, what should I be doing to maximize my Social Security benefit, or trying to, I should say, my pension benefits, how do I create these paychecks that come in every month, regardless of the market, regardless of longevity, regardless of my savings investments. And oh, by the way, for those that are married, I'm protecting my spouse. Pick up the phone, give our team a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website. You can hit the button, your retirement roadmap, complimentary roadmap. There's no cost or obligation. You can get on my calendar, and we'll dive into all these things. You know what? We don't. It's very simple. We're very informal here. We're not going to try to sell you anything, and we're going to have a great conversation, and you're going to have, I believe, clarity. You're going to have a plan because we look at everything. And you know what? You're going to come away at minimum with a couple ideas that are going to make a difference in your retirement plan. That's my commitment to you.
So, Tom, when we get into retirement, we know that one of the most important topics that new retirees face is, when should I start claiming Social Security? But that brings up even more questions like, should you claim it at 62, which is the most popular age? Should you wait till 65 or later? Or the question then becomes, how long are you going to live? Now, according to the CDC, the average life expectancy is about 75 years for a male and 80 mm-hmm. for a female. So, Tom, talk a little bit about how you can help our listeners do that math so ultimately they're not looking back leaving money on the table.
Well, this is a piece of the income planning. You know, we're the five pillars. We talk about that retirement roadmap. There's five pieces on that financial plan or creating that roadmap. One of them, and the first one, of course, the cornerstone is creating income you can't outlive. We talked about minimizing taxes, having a good investment plan, protecting assets, and then, of course, having the estate and legacy plan, the right documents to control and pass on assets. That's it. But the income planning is kind of the cornerstone to that, of course, having the paychecks, because that's really going to, your lifestyle is going to depend on that. Mm-hmm. And so this is really important. We talk about life expectancy, and, you know, once you turn, you know, that's at birth. When you're 65, that doesn't matter anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you're 65, in fact, this was the Society of Actuaries, which I understand is really a crazy group of people, but no, I'm kidding. The Society of Actuaries, they say that at age 65, a couple, there's a 50% chance one's going to live to 93. And again, whatever, you made the comment, Kevin, we don't know how long you're going to live. And that, in the we talked about in the previous segment, that's one of the risks, longevity risk to your plan. And so I'm going to quote Lawrence Kotlikoff, who's a Boston University professor who wrote one of the, you know, these, we could call a seminal book. I don't know, but it's, you know, Get What's Yours. It's a great book on Social Security claiming strategies. It's called Get What's Yours. He says in that book, the risk isn't dying, the risk is living.
Right.
And so we need to have to understand, this is when we test someone's plan, of course, we take into account longevity risk. So when we talk about your Social Security decision, this is important. You mentioned 62 was the most common age, and I get it if you have to take it. But keep in mind, you reduce your monthly payments for life. Right. It is a 30% reduction from age 67. In addition to that, you have lower lifetime earnings, right? Mm-hmm. So if you, or like for instance, cost of living increases came out, it was 2.8. Let's just say round it up to 3. You're getting 3% on a smaller amount. And oh, by the way, it impacts your spousal benefit. If, for those of you that are married, if you take a lower benefit now, if it's the higher between the two, guess what? It's your spouse's benefit, survivor benefit. And so now we've locked in a lower benefit for our life and potentially, if we're married, for our spouse's life. This stuff is really important. You just really want to understand what we call your claiming strategies. We spend a lot of time on this. And there's, let me say one other thing. There's no perfect answer. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But you owe it to yourself to do the due diligence. So when we run the numbers, you see, okay, here's what happens if I wait till 67. Here's what happens if I wait till 70. The first comment I'll make on this is, how many of you gone to SSA.gov? That's SSA.gov, and looked up your benefits. You find out what these numbers are. This is all part of planning. We need to know what our benefit is. If you're getting $30,000 and your spouse is getting $40,000, that's $70,000 of income. I talked about the importance of the income planning. Mm-hmm. But now we know $70,000. That's a good number to know. We should also know, again, there's all many rules. I think Lawrence Gottlikoff says there's over 2,700 rules. Now, it may have gone down, and most of them don't apply to you. I don't want to give you this false sense that there's a million. But there are. I mean, I'll give you a couple examples. I had someone come in not too long ago. She was 61 or 62, and her spouse had passed away, unfortunately. You know, there's widow benefits. Mm-hmm. She was not aware of that. Guess what? She called Social Security, and she started her widow benefits. That's one of the things where you can start at 60. Are people aware of that? There's also what are called divorce spousal benefits. Do you know that if you're married 10 years and you've been divorced for 2 years, you can take benefits based on your spouse's benefits? Again, I don't know your situation, but are you aware of these things? And then understand when you should take benefits. All right. If one spouse takes them early, so you can split the difference. So again, general comments. The higher benefit is typically the one you want to defer. Mm-hmm. Why do I say that? You can defer all the way up to age 70. It's a 8% delayed retirement credit. And so I've seen a difference of $10,000 between age 66 and 70, or 67 and 70. I've seen a benefit, let's could be roughly $34,000 a year. If you wait till 70, it might be over $44,000 a year. And again, that's a lifetime. So the claiming strategies are critical. So it's not just for your life expectancy. It is if you're single, but if you're married, now it's a joint life expectancy. You have to make these. So when we talk about longevity risk, what are we doing to mitigate longevity risk? And so these are things. By the way, Social Security cannot give you advice. I just had a conversation with someone, and this was the discussion we had. Their spouse is older than them, a decent amount older. And so I said, take your benefits. Now, if you're working, Social Security told them, and these are some changes that happened, actually, just so you know, prior to age 67, not only is there a 2.8% increase from last year, the maximum monthly benefit went up, and also you can make up to, by the way, if prior to age, your full retirement age, which is now 67 for most people, you can make up to $24,480. So here's another thing. If you're eligible at 62, okay? Mm-hmm. But if you're working, you will be penalized. For every $2 you make over $24,000, I'm just going to say $24,500, you will lose a dollar of Social Security. I had a client who was going to make about $25,000 working part-time. And I said, you can claim your benefits. And Social Security said, nope, you're over 25. The person she talked to said, you can't get benefits. I said, that is the absolutely wrong answer. I was shocked. It's a penalty for every $2 you make above that cap. So keep in mind, if you're turning on Social Security prior to 67, there's a penalty if you're still working. But Social Security can't give you advice. So we really need to understand these claiming strategies, because these are irrevocable decisions. Mm-hmm. And as I said, if you're locking into a benefit, lower lifetime earnings, your payments will reduce maybe for your life, as well as your spouse's life. This can be very impactful. And then if you do the things we talked about, as far as, and up to 85% of your, let's talk about the tax component, up to 85% of your benefit can be taxable. It's not 100% taxable, but up to 85% can be taxable. So if between you and spouse, you have $60,000 of benefits, up to $50,000 can be taxable. Not if you're doing Roth. Mm-hmm. I made the comment, and then I'll make an offer here in a second. But if you have Roth IRAs and most of your money's in Roth, there's this sweet spot, which I work with clients, where we start to do conversions when they retire in a lower tax bracket, and then they defer their Social Security so they get the maximum benefit at 70, and then they get most of it tax-free. Roths are not used in the calculation to determine how much your Social Security benefits are taxable. It's not also your Medicare premiums, which can reduce your Social Security benefits. This is why we talk about being complete. I wanted to give you some ideas on the Social Security decision. Please understand the claiming strategies. Keep in mind how impactful they can be. You can't go back when you're 72 and make a change. It's too late. These are critical things to understand. At least make a good decision. There's no perfect answer, but certainly you want to make an informed decision. So if you want to schedule a time, this is part of it. You can go to our website. Again, hit the button. for the retirement roadmap. We'll sit down and we'll do an analysis. We'll do a complete income planning strategy with everything, Social Security decision, your pensions, if you have one, the annuities, map out an income plan. Or you can give us a call directly at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Give us a call. Let's schedule time and get some of this stuff answered for you so you can feel good about your retirement plan and make the best decision for you and your family.
I know we talk a lot about, you know, conversations that couples have and doing things as a team. So, Tom, for those folks listening today, they're getting into retirement. Mm-hmm. What are some of those, you know, really crucial money conversations they should be having together working as a team?
As funny as that sound bit was, hey, acting as a team is a great thing. You know, we talk about, Fidelity does a survey, a couple survey too. It's communication. You know, it's all, they say when all else fails, try talking, right? Mm-hmm. And, but it's so important that we do this because we've talked about, I talk about financial organization and we have a report too for those that want to get a copy of that. And it's on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. It walks through the five pillars and it talks about the process. And I'm a process guy. I'm an engineer, you know, by trade. My undergraduate is electrical engineering. So I'm a financial engineering, I guess is what I do. But, you know, the first segment of that, the preamble, if you want to say it, is getting organized. Because if you don't have a financial snapshot of your overall picture, you know, if I ask the questions, can you tell me what you have in life insurance? Oh, by the way, can you tell me who your beneficiaries are? We talk about doing a beneficiary audit. What about your 401k? And now I'm going to throw another wrench in there. Well, can you tell me what your spouse has in their 401k? What about their retirement accounts? Do they have an old 401k? What's in tax deferred, tax free? How are assets titled? Who are your trustees? Do you have a trust? You know, we can go down the line, but guess what? We have the asset organizer too, by the way, on our website. We, you know, I try to provide these tools for you. And for those who want it, we can email it out to you so you can use it and update it. When you complete that asset organizer, again, we can send you a file so you have a copy of it and you can, it auto calculates everything. You'll know your net worth. You'll know what your life insurance coverage is, your beneficiaries, all of your assets. And guess what? Then you can sit down with your spouse and go through these things. And now you have a good picture because, you know, that's just one aspect of it because there's going to be things that you are going to uncover that you're going to, I don't want to say be shocked, but you may have beneficiaries that are incorrect. Look, we also have marriages now. It's more common, you know, but anyway, you know, there's second marriages. I had a meeting just this week where someone had some children from their marriage. The spouse had some, the other one had children from their marriage. Well, then what happens? Are you going to disinherit children? This stuff is so important. And just, of course, being on the same page. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of the areas where if one spouse passes away, the other's kind of blindsided. We've talked many times about, you know, capitalized. There's 31 million 401ks, old 401ks out there left by job changers. That's just the surface. I mean, we're just scratching the surface of all these different things. We got to get organized. And then we got to communicate. I mean, there's a lot of layers to this, Kevin, but the starting point is you got to put pen to paper, get a list of the assets. How are they titled? Are they in your trust if you have a trust? Who are your beneficiaries? You want to make sure you have, then do you have a trust and powers of attorney? We've talked about that. If a spouse is incapacitated, you know, you cannot act for your spouse unless you have a power of attorney. And so those assets can be frozen during your lifetime, and now you have to go to probate to get power of attorney for your spouse. You can't sell a home. You can't access the IRA. Again, I'm just walking through some of these issues. So this is why this stuff is so critical and why I talk about understanding what you have. Are you both on the same page? I mentioned I didn't get into it, but Fidelity does a couple survey, and it talks about, I think, over a third of people have different retirement age in mind. They have a different where they want to live in mind. So this stuff is important. We start to have these conversations. And that's why, again, start with getting organized. I offered that packet, you know, and then start putting a plan together and try to get on the same page. This is so important because, you know, they talk about marriage. I know we've heard this before, but it's true. I think finances, money is one of the top sources of marital stress. I think I've seen surveys where it says finances are the biggest reason for divorce. You know, it's the old joke, right? The two most important things are love and money. Fortunately right. For me, I love money. We need a rim shot on that. Anyway, but no, this is important stuff. It's not just, you know, I don't want to get into some marital issues, but as I said, we have mixed families. Some of these other issues that our beneficiaries set up. We have, do we have the right documents in place? Do you even know where assets are at? Mm-hmm. So all of these risks that we talk about, that's why when I talk about being complete, a couple of those things. One is having the estate and legacy planning, having a living trust, medical powers of attorney, financial powers of attorney, pour over wills. You need to have those things in place, because if you don't, now you can lose control. But again, let's start by getting organized. That's really where it's at. So if you want that information, or if you want to schedule a time to start this process, I'll send out those worksheets ahead of time. And guess what? You're going to put all this stuff together. You are going to uncover things you were totally unaware of. I sometimes call them, these are problems that are asleep. But let's not procrastinate. Again, if you want, give us a call. We'll get it out to you. 630, the organizers, as well as the retirement roadmap packet. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Hit that button to schedule your retirement roadmap. Get on my calendar. We can even just have a call. But this is so critical to, because you can't start down that path of having a plan if you can't answer those questions. How are you going to put a retirement plan together if you don't know everything? And then what happens in some instances, you know, you can't change your beneficiary post-death. Too late. And so, again, you could disinherit children or even spouses. You may lose control of assets. All of these things potentially are out there. And it's really unnecessary. So as I said, if you want some information, either go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, or give us a call at 630-864-6711.
Yeah, if you're tuned in today, obviously you're taking that first step towards putting more emphasis, putting more interest into planning for your retirement. Now, folks, take it one step further and give Tom Fortino and his team a call. Get on his calendar today by dialing 630-864-6711. We do have teammates standing by even on the weekend to get you lined up with Tom and his team today at 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. That website, once again, is alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Don't forget, complimentary Alpha Wealth reports. You can pick up your complimentary retirement roadmap, that and so much more, available anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, this hour has just zipped right on by like it seems to do every single week. And before we run out of time, my friend, the floor is once again all yours for the final word.
Well, Kevin, you know, as we do each week, we cover a lot of ground here. We got into some specifics and we talked about the Social Security strategies. We talked about tax planning and things that you can start to do. I guess the biggest takeaway is don't procrastinate. There's a lot of information that's available to you. And there's no cost to it. You can go to our website and sign up for our classes. You can download information. You can schedule a time to talk. You can send me a question or an email. That's very common. I get those every week.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.